during the long, I consider the long battle of the Young versus Strader case, which is still not really settled, because although the directives were there, Howard has not followed through. So we're still in breach of our international covenant, whatever. But during that long period, I was in constant contact with people around the world, including Stonewall in London, Britain, who brought into fruition the civil partnership. Now, I'm not going to go down the marriage versus civil partnership thing that's happening here in Australia, but a civil partnership, the Act, is brilliant in its concept, because it gives you all the directives that we've been talking about, maybe deal with the children, you know, the whatever. This is just called the frequently asked questions, because the civil partnership bill itself is a huge tome. You can buy it, costs 30 quid, but you can access this, which is the frequently asked questions of the Civil Partnership Act, and it goes to the very heart of what we can accomplish here. I'm not going to go down this thing about marriage versus civil partnership, but this at least is a parity. It gives you parity as a marriage in Britain, and it goes right across. And I think this is something I'll give everybody. If they don't know about this, they can access this on their wretched machines, which I don't even know how to use, but you can access this on the Stonewall information, and we'll give you all the answers to the questions that we could resolve here if the government, the incumbent government, recognises self-same-sex relationships. And this document, I think, is important, I think, for everybody to just have a look at if they don't know about it. I'll give them the thing. You all have these things. I'm the only one. They call me the dinosaur because I don't have one. But you'll be able to get this. Thank you.
Thank you very much.